is your morning team on WSGW. Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you. Michael in for Denise.
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with a pin to thirst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. I never fall in love again.
This wasn't the best song to use before Valentine's Day, huh?
Never fall in love again.
Dionne Warwick. Didn't think of it till just now, actually. It's 8:25. Last Friday. If I could take it back to last Friday, you might remember at this time we were using a Dionne Warwick song because we were paying tribute to Burt Bacharach, who wrote a lot of songs that became hits for Dionne. And then, of course, I haven't thought of Dionne Warwick in a long time. Can't say I've heard much of her music. I like Dionne Warwick. Love her music. But now that reference came up, now I see this story came out over the weekend. I did not know this. Says Dionne Warwick is going to keep going as long as possible, as people want. As long as she says as people want her to be there and fill the seats. She's 82. Mm-hmm. She says, my voice is fine. I don't take care of it. God does. She's currently working on a duet with Dolly Parton.
Wow.
Doesn't say what it's going to be, when it's going to be out, just says that. And she plans to record a gospel album.
Huh? Right.
Yeah. She's also working with her son on a touring youth musical. It's called Hits, the musical. And it features performers ranging in age from 10 years old to 22 years old.
Hmm.
Now, how cool is that? For 82-year-old Dionne Warwick working with the kids. Of course, she's doing it with her son.
Yep.
And furthermore, and I didn't know this, there's currently a documentary about Dionne Warwick's life that is streaming now on HBO Max.
Oh, all right.
Since I don't have access to it, do you have it?
Yeah, I do.
If you want to check it out, yeah.
Look for it.
That's what it says here. So, as I said, hadn't thought about her in a while, and suddenly, after using her music last Friday, everything comes out about Dionne Warwick.
Did she... What was the show she hosted? Was that Solid Gold?
Was it Solid Gold? Was she part of that? I think
it's one of those Saturday shows, wasn't it? Those Saturday afternoon shows, dance shows, something like that.
You got your computer handy?
I thought so. But in the meantime, last time I saw her was last fall. She was at the U.S. Open, the tennis U.S. Open.
Oh, was she really?
Yep, yep. She was there to see when Serena Williams was playing her final matches. She was there for a couple of those. So,
good catch, Solid Gold.
Solid Gold, it is Solid Gold.
In fact,
there you go.
It even says here that Solid Gold was even a song that was performed by Dionne Warwick.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Okay.
So that's what I thought. I thought she was the host.
Good catch.
Yeah. I remembered watching those then, back in the day.
Yeah, that's when a lot
back in the 80s.
Artists got featured on TV that you sometimes it was new artists and things like that, wasn't it? Things like that, or at least popular songs at the time. Well, Dionne Warwick apparently is still popular with her audience. Still going strong. Duet with Dolly Parton. Have to watch for that so we can hear that.